Good morning. Good morning, Drift Run Church. The Lord has given me a powerful, powerful message this morning, and I pray that I can get it out to you. And for the visitors here this morning, just so you'll know, if you like what you hear this morning, remember I'm the second string. Now I'm going to say that again. Visitors, if you don't like what you heard this morning, remember, I'm the second string. Okay. So I want to give all the praise to God this morning for what He's done in my life, what He's done here at Drift Run Church, and what He's going to do. No matter what picture the world paints for us that it's doing, God is in control. God will win. And if you're a Christian this morning, rest assured, you're on the winning side. Praises be to Him this morning. That's right. Okay. Got that out of the air. Now I get them nerves off of me as an older preacher spoke. He said he'll jabber a bit just to shake the nerves, and then we'll get down to business. And the topic today is going to be the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. Think about the heart. Do we realize that God needs nothing? God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscience, because I can't say it the right way. But that's God, okay? But He wants something only we can give Him. Your heart. Your heart. Man, did that speak to me this week like nothing ever has before? And it made me search my heart deeper and deeper than I ever had. Now, I thought I'd give it to Him, but I haven't totally. When I got saved, yeah, I accepted all that He done in my life. And I pray that you have too. When you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you give Him part of your heart. But after we study this, after we hear this message here a bit, we're going to realize maybe we're holding something back. Just for my wife. I love my wife. I do very much. But it took me 20 years to give her my heart because my heart had been damaged years ago, so I held on to it. I loved her with everything I had, but I held on to it. But it took me 20 years to give her my full heart. And that made me realize, am I doing the same thing with God? God gave me everything He had. He gave me Jesus Christ. Okay, so it's the least I can do in return is to give Him my whole heart as we go through this. I'll tell you, I'm real excited about it. I pray it'll land on hearts that need to hear it. Because it's for all of us. Every one of us, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not. It's about the heart. Psalms 86, verse 12. And it's a prayer that David had. But this is the one that God kind of led me to start out with. He said, Psalm 86, verse 12, I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify Thy name forevermore. With all my heart. Let's pray. Lord, again, we're coming here gathered in Your name this morning, Lord, to praise You, to worship You, to know You are God and in control, to seek Your guidance, to seek Your forgiveness. And it's all about praise right now, Lord. We ask for You to take control of this service this morning, Lord. May Your Holy Spirit fill the atmosphere, as the lady sang, Lord. Let it consume us all. Let it touch each and every heart. And again, I ask for You to get me out of the way. And I ask for You to be with our pastor and his family, Lord, and lift them up for the vacation they need and deserve. Just bless them. And again, I ask for You to forgive me, Lord. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen this morning, Lord. My heart feels good today because of what Jesus has done. And I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify Thy name forevermore. I was failing at that. And this is all, you know, I'm going to talk about me a lot, but each and every one of you can only search your own heart. Well, that's the place only you can go and only God can go. Okay? That's right. I don't know any hearts here. I don't. But I know this. That was a prayer of David. And you know, I looked up the word the word heart in the Strong's Concordance. And this will be a little bit of dry information, but it's amazing. The word heart is found 823 times in the Bible. It's found from Genesis through Revelations. It's found in 34 books of the Old Testament. It's found in 20 books of the New Testament. Wouldn't that suggest that the heart's pretty important? In the Hebrew, spelling of heart is L-E-B. It is pronounced Leb. And here's an Old Testament summary. The heart includes not only the motives, feelings, affections, and desires, but it also contains the will, the aims, the principles, the thoughts, and the intelligence of man. Okay, I remember growing up, you know, in church you hear a lot about the heart, but all I understood was the heart that thump, 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 thump keeps us going. Okay, so that tells me in the physical sense, the heart is the center of physical life. But as we're going to find out here in the New Testament description, the heart is the center of life. The difference in the physical life and spiritual life. And we're focused all on the spiritual life because the physical life, we see what happens to the physical life, don't we? We see it. Bodies breaking down. All of our prayer requests is 99% of the time for somebody's body that's failing them. Okay? So we know what lies in the future for this. We're going to talk about the heart of life. As Grandpa Charlie said, death is just part of life. Life goes on after these bodies quit. I didn't finish the summary of the Old Testament. It desires, but also the will, the aims, the principles, the thoughts, and the intellect of man. In the Greek, which is in the spelling, was cardia, which pronounced cardia. And you've heard the word cardiac. That's where that word comes from. And so we know it's a cardiac specialist is a heart doctor. Okay, and it's the chief organ of physical life. But in the New Testament summary, man's entire mental, moral activity, desires, afflictions, perceptions, thoughts, understanding, reasoning, imagination, conscience, intentions, purpose, and will is all centered around the heart. Every emotion we have comes from the heart of man, the spiritual heart. Okay? In Matthew chapter 22, and we'll get back to the good stuff. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 and 37 says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Some of the Pharisees is asking Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And that made me start thinking, what is the heart? The heart is everything that you have. It's what motivates you when you get up in the morning. What drives you? Where is your heart? And the question is, have you given your whole heart to God? He made the way with Jesus. Like I say, God gave all He could do for us. We need to give our whole heart. Whole heart. To God. Not part of it. All of it. And man, that goes deeper and deeper than I could have imagined. Now, I hope you're grasping this, because it's in your everyday life. What motivates you when you get up in the morning? What motivates you when you go to work? Is it about receiving money? Yes, but it should be motivation of the heart to take care of your family, to pay your bills, to be obedient to what you're supposed to do. To do the best you can do at your job. No matter what the pay is. To give your best. He gave His best. His whole heart. Okay. I got a few scriptures right here. I'm going to talk about just the heart being the center of life in general. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." He's emphasizing the importance. We need to protect our hearts from what the... Who's after our heart besides Jesus? Satan. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says for us to it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of the air. He wants you. He wants to destroy you. Misery loves company. They always said, misery loves company. Satan knows his ultimate destination. He wants to take you with him, Derek. He wants to take you, Sarah. Each and every one of us he wants. He wants our hearts. And look what's going on in the world today. It appears that he has a lot of hearts. It determines character. Proverbs 23:7. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." It talks about our characters, our actions, what we do. What is your character? And people will judge your character. Okay. And your character says a lot. It really does. The world, you know, it says, judge not, you know, and the world jumps behind that when you might bring up something that God's Word says about their lifestyle or whatever. But their character says a lot. It tells us where their heart's at, wouldn't you say? Source of evil. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." And here is our source of faith. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Okay, yeah. When you choose in your heart to accept Jesus as your Savior, it's like the picture of the guy in the church, and in his heart he says, "I've decided to receive." He's saved right there. I believe he's saved right there. When he takes that step, he's made that commitment. His heart has decided to come forward and accept Jesus. And wherever it might be, not that it has to happen here. Heartfelt things happen everywhere. In the woods when you're hunting, in the boat when you're fishing, in the store when you're shopping. You know, whatever it might be. Now, 1 Samuel 16, verses 6 and 7. Says, "And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." And what this is God sent Samuel to look for who God has anointed as to be the next king. Okay, so this is Samuel saying, "And it came to pass, when they were come, that they looked on Eliab," and that's one of the sons of Jesse, "and he looked at his stature, surely the Lord has anointed this guy. Look at him. He's His body must be good. He must have good looks. He must look like a king." But as we go on, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance." That means don't look at his outside. Don't look at his reflection. "Or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man seeth on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart." Looketh at your heart. Think about that, folks. Man, I thought, oh, man. I've got so much stuff in there I'd love to get rid of and throw out. And there you go. That's the same to y'all. He sees y'all's hearts too. Psalm 44:21, it also says, "He knoweth the secrets of the heart." And there again, that's where I said earlier, that's the only place where you can go and God can go. That's the only place. Greg can't see in there. Even my sister. You know, we know probably everything of our physical lives since we was kids, since she whacked me with a baton and I hit her with a flashlight. Yeah, we know all that. But still, there's a place in her heart that is reserved for her and God.
Amen.
Her and God. That's where it comes down to that personal relationship. He knoweth the secrets of our heart. Psalm 51:10, and I marked this a long time while back, the whole chapter of Psalm 51. Ryan talked about that. And I looked at, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. And that's David praying for forgiveness of his sin. And David, you know, we know David was at the pinnacle. And then he fell, and he fell hard. But he was repentant. He had a repentant heart. And he's praying right there. That's part of his prayer. If you want, read the whole chapter of Psalm 51. But he says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. That's my prayer for myself this morning. And I hope that's yours. Okay. It needs to be yours. It does. I'm not saying that judgmental. It's the Word of God. We all need to seek the heart that God wants us to have. We all need to seek to give completely our hearts over to Him. Giving your whole heart to God. Got a few more scriptures for that. Giving your whole heart to God in love. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Do you do that today? Okay, when I say you, remember, I got it first. So do you love the Lord your God with all your heart? Does your character reflect the love you have for God in your heart? That's it, folks. Man. Yeah. In obedience. Obedience. We talk about obedience a lot. That's how I can show my love for Jesus, is my obedience in His service.
Amen.
Whether it be at work, whether it be driving down the road, whether it be at church doing my calling, whatever it might be. In obedience. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. The whole heart is all that you have within you. Every bit of energy that you got, seeking God. Seeking what He has for you. He has a lot for you. He does. He has a lot for us. Praise His name. Man, it's awesome that He loves us. He loves us so much. He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. He gave it all. Wanting our hearts. It's weird to say. I kept running that through my head. How am I going to say that? That God wants something. Because He, you know, we all know He needs nothing. He created everything. This is all His. Created for His pleasure. But He created us in His own image. And if you look back in Genesis, it grieved His heart. There was a point it grieved His heart that He had made man. We have that heart. We were created in His image. That really just hit me. It's like, you know, God's heart, and it's not a pumping thing. It's the center of His being. And He created us in His image. And we have a center of our being. And He let us control that. But He wants our hearts. Think about that. He wants me. The center of me. In each and every one of you. Everyone in this world. Giving your whole heart to God in trust. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. That really opened me, my guilt for my selfishness, my arrogance that I have, that I think that I'm something when I'm nothing. I trust Jesus Christ for my salvation. I trust He paid the full price that I can be in God's presence. Wow! Wow! Hallelujah for that! That should have us high stepping in, shouting the roof off of this place this morning. In prayer, Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And ye shall seek me, and you'll find me. When ye shall search for me with all your heart." That means with integrity, with honesty, not trying to act out something. Man, I can act like the best Christian there is. I can. I can act that out. I can. But it's not real. He looks in there. He sees what's in my heart. He sees that my desire is to serve Him. And that should be all of our desire. Every one of us. The whole world, the president, ISIS, all of them. But we can see where the hearts are at. In repentance. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, "Therefore also know, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning." With all your heart. That's everything you got. Everything you got. And we're not talking about the prosperity thing that Jeff touched on this morning. Those are those physical things. We're talking about the heart. All that we have. I used to think all that I had in my garage. It's not in my garage. It's in here. It's in here. Praise the Lord. He can see my heart. Yes, that's what this is all about. That's what being a Christian is all about. That's why we come here and worship Him.
Amen.
And fellowship and try to encourage one another through song, testimony, teaching, preaching, whatever it might be, or just being a buddy, being a voice, being somebody to talk to. I have guys I talk to. There's guys that talk to me just about things. I was thinking about the Drip Run Church here right now. Yeah, we got a little bit of attention for this is going on. But you know, folks, we're the heart. Okay, the folks can see the facade outside. It's when they come in here, they'll see the character. They'll see the heart of Drip Run Church. And that should come directly from us because our hearts reflect what Jesus has done in our hearts. What Jesus is going to do. That's what it's all about. Okay. Paul tells us twice in Corinthians to examine yourselves. If they want to come and get a song, I'm going to end this with what Paul said. Examine yourselves. And I'm talking to Christians and non-Christians alike. You're a Christian here this morning. Examine your heart. Are you giving your all? Are you doing the best you can? Are you holding something back? Have you given your whole heart to God? Now think about it. You can invest in a lot of things, but you really want that sure thing, right? We know that Jesus Christ is the sure thing. Anything else that has our heart is shallow. Will end, will fail, will cease. So I'm asking you, a Christian, this morning, search your heart. Are you giving it all? And then if you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, I invite you to come. I invite you to search your heart. What's holding you back? You have no hope without Jesus Christ. Your heart will tell you all kinds of things because Satan has your heart right now if you're not a Christian. Satan has it. And he's telling you stuff. That guy up there is nuts. The world says we're nuts. Heaven forbid. They'll be thinking about that statement for eternity if they don't repent and receive Jesus as their Savior. So search your hearts here this morning. And if there's a need, hey, lots of friends, lots of family, lots of encouragers here. To help one another. And if you're lost, we can take you down Romans roads and you can be on your way to eternity with Jesus Christ this morning. Praise the Lord.